It is more profitable to be a big fish in a small pond than a small undefined fish in a big pond. How do you know if it's big enough to meet your TMI? For a detailed real-life example of how I determined the market size of a recent product, see Muse Math on this book's companion site. Ask yourself the following questions to find profitable niches. 1. Which social, industry, and professional groups do you belong to, have you belonged to, or do you understand, whether dentists, engineers, rock climbers, recreational cyclists, car restoration aficionados, dancers, or other? Look creatively at your resume, work experience, physical habits, and hobbies, and compile a list of all the groups, past and present, that you can associate yourself with. Look at products and books you own. Include online and offline subscriptions and ask yourself, what groups of people purchase the same? Which magazines, websites, and newsletters do you read on a regular basis? 2. Which of the groups you identified have their own magazines? Visit a large bookstore such as Barnes & Noble and browse the magazine rack for smaller specialty magazines to brainstorm additional niches. There are literally thousands of occupation and interest, hobby-specific magazines to choose from. Use Writer's Market to identify magazine options outside the bookstores. Narrow the groups from question one above to those that are reachable through one or two small magazines. It's not important that these groups all have a lot of money, e.g. golfers, only that they spend money, amateur athletes, bass fishermen, etc., on products of some type. Call these magazines, speak to the advertising directors, and tell them that you are considering advertising. Ask them to email their current advertising rate card and include both readership numbers and magazine back issue samples. Search the back issues for repeat advertisers who sell direct to consumer via 800 numbers or websites. The more repeat advertisers and the more frequent their ads, the more profitable a magazine is for them and will be for us. Step 2. Brainstorm. Do not invest in products. Genius is only a superior power of seeing. John Ruskin, famed art and social critic. Pick the two markets that you are most familiar with that have their own magazines with full-page advertising that costs less than $5,000. There should be no fewer than 15,000 readers. This is the fun part. Now we get to brainstorm or find products with these two markets in mind. The goal is to come up with well-formed product ideas and spend nothing. In step 3, we will create advertising for them and test responses from real customers before investing in manufacturing. There are several criteria that ensure the end product will fit into an automated architecture. The main benefit should be encapsulated in one sentence. People can dislike you, and you often sell more by offending some, but they should never misunderstand you.